Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabbeen Deborah Brandt, and today is day 21 of our 50 days to Shavuot, counting the Omer devotional, the name above all names, Yeshua. Yeshua, the Lamb of God. John 1:29. The next day, John sees Yeshua coming to him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." God's Lamb. Yochanan identifies Yeshua with a dominant sacrificial animal used in connection with temple ritual, and particularly with sin offerings, since he is the one who is taking away the sin of the world. Elsewhere in the New Testament, Yeshua the Messiah is equated with the Passover Lamb, 1 Corinthians 5:7. The figure of Lamb connects Yeshua with the passage identifying the Messiah as a suffering servant in Isaiah 53. And a sacrificial death by execution on a stake is compared with that of a lamb without defect or spot, 1 Peter 1:19, as required by the Torah. In the book of Revelation, Yeshua is referred to as the Lamb nearly 30 times. On God's requiring human sacrifices, and indeed the entire book of Messianic Jews, Lamb of God, a symbol of Christ Messiah 32 times. Take away, Greek ero, to bear in the sense of removing sin, doing away with the guilt and punishment. Sin, hamartia, missing the mark, always in a moral sense, a sin whether by omission or commission, in thought, word, or deed. Christ Messiah came to teach men how to shoot straight, to hit the moral bullseye every time, according to Torah. Exodus 12:3-4-5. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of the month, each man is to take a lamb for his family, one lamb for the household. But if the household is too small for a lamb, then he and his nearest neighbor are to take one according to the number of people. According to each person eating, you are to make your count for the lamb. Your lamb is to be without blemish, a year old male, and you may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Exodus 12:21, then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go select lambs for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb." Leviticus 4:32-35, now if he brings a lamb as his sacrifice for a sin offering, he is to bring a female without blemish. He must remove all its fat, just as the fat of the lamb is taken away from the sacrifice of fellowship offerings. Then the Kohen is to burn them on the altar and Adonai's offerings by fire. So the Kohen should make atonement for him over the sin that he committed, and he will be forgiven. Leviticus 5:6. Then he is to bring his trespass offering to Adonai for his sin that he committed. A female from the flock, a lamb or a goat, is a sin offering. So the Kohen is to make atonement for him over his sin. Yeshua, the Passover Lamb, the Lord's Supper instituted. Luke 22:7-20. Then came the day of Matzah, in which the Passover Lamb had to be killed. Yeshua sent Kepha, or Peter, and Yochanan, John, instructing them, "Go and prepare our Seder so we can eat." They asked him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" He told them, "As you're going into the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to its owner, 'The rabbi says to you, where is the guest room where I am to eat the Pesach meal with my Talmudim? He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make the preparations there.' They went and found things just as Yeshua had told them they would be, and they prepared for the Seder. When the time came, Yeshua and the emissaries reclined at the table. And he said to them, 'I have really wanted so much to celebrate this Seder with you before I die. For I tell you, it is certain that I will not celebrate it again until it is given its full meaning in the kingdom of God.' Then taking a cup of wine, he made the bracha and said, 'Take this and share it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' Also taking a piece of matzah, he made the bracha, broke it, gave it to them, and said, 'This is my body, which is being given for you. Do this in memory of me.' He did the same with the cup after the meal, saying, 'This is the cup in the new covenant, ratified by my blood, which is being poured out for you.'" regarding the day of matzah, not the day that which matzah is first eaten, but the day before Pesach begins, when chametz, leaven, must be removed from the house, regarding on which the Passover lamb had to be killed in the temple court. The laws of Passover then mandated slaughtering and eating a lamb to memorialize the lamb slain and consumed by each family the night of the Exodus from Egypt, Exodus 12:3-14. After the temple was destroyed in 70 CE and it became impossible to slaughter a lamb there, the custom arose of placing a shank bone on the Seder plate of each family table to recall the sacrifice. Today, some Sephardic traditions allow or even mandate a lamb entree at Passover, but the Ashkenazic custom is to avoid eating lamb, since it cannot be slaughtered at the temple, Jewish New Testament commentary. A cup of wine. Luke is only one of the four writers describing the establishing of the new covenant, Brit Hadashah, who mentions both a cup of wine before the meal and another after. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am Adonai, and 1. I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt. 2. I will deliver you out of their bondage. 3. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm in great judgments. And 4. I will take you for a people, and I will be to you a God. The cup of this verse must have been the first or second one, since the breaking of bread, Luke 22:19, comes just after the second cup. The third cup is mentioned in Luke 22:20. The piece of matzah here may have been eaten immediately prior to the meal. If so, Yeshua said the normal blessing over the bread, followed by, Praised are you, Adonai our God, King of the universe, who has made us holy through his commandments and has commanded us concerning the eating of matzah. In the modern Seder, three pieces of matzah are placed in a three-part cloth bag called a matzah tash. Early in the service, the middle piece of matzah is broken. Half is divided into enough pieces for everyone at the table and eaten. The other half, called afikomen, is hidden to be found by children later, and eaten by everyone as the last food of the meal. Hebrew afikomen may come from the Greek word meaning dessert. While in modern Judaism the three matzah are taken as representing Kohanim, priests, Levim, Levites, and Israel, everyone of Israel and not in the first two categories, many scholars believe this ritual is added to the Seder service by Messianic Jews, whom the three matzah represent Father, Son, and Ruach HaKodesh, the second matzah representing the Son who called himself the Bread of Life, John 6:41 and verse 48. And who in the present verse says of the matzah, This is my body, is broken for all and given to all, symbolically representing his death for all mankind. Yet there is a mystery, a hidden part similar to the afikomen, like the middle matzah at the Pesach meal. The Messiah appears twice in history, in a first and second coming. All these symbols are hidden from non-Messianic Judaism, which has suppressed them and substituted others. But like the afikomen, these truths about the Messiah will eventually be found and taken in. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the Lamb. Have you ever attended a Messianic Passover Seder? If not, you should. How did this help you understand Yeshua as the Passover Lamb? A blessing over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 21 days, which is 2 weeks of 3 weeks of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return us the service of the temple to its place speedily in our days. Bo Yeshua Bo. Amen. Selah.